Okay, people, at 1:05, I declare the council meeting open. We have apologies from Councillor Forbes, and who's in Japan, and Councillor Hope, who's doing ORC work down in Waimumu on the field days. Do I move normally? I move that these apologies...
I second it.
Thank you, Sillery. Sorry, I have all my life done procedural motions, chairperson only. I move that these apologies be accepted. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. Attendance. Confirmation of agenda. Well, we know that we have changed the agenda from what it was originally, but we have the minutes to go through. Appointment of a hearings committee for the regional public transport plan variation, and then some. We have to adopt the recommendations that were made at the regional transport committee resolutions, and I presume, Kate, you understand that.
Yes.
You're over that. Thank you. So the agenda is confirmed. I'm not aware of anyone having any conflicts of interest. Brian Baxter's daughter is not in the room. No, sorry, that was an attempt at humour. I'll not attempt that very often. Public forum. Have I anybody here who wants to? No? Yes, no, sorry, dear. okay, there not being a person here for the public forum, we're up to confirmation of minutes. So first we'll look at the minutes of the 22nd of January. Can I have somebody who was present who would like to move? Gretchen and a seconder. The seconder who was there, who'd like to move that these are accurate minutes. I've got a seconder. You were here, I think, dearest. Let's have a look. The 22nd, yes, you were here.
Yep, okay, I'll second.
Okay, that these are accurate minutes. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
No discussion, sorry.
Oh, I'm just doing accuracy first. Have you got problems with that?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You've got problems with the accuracy?
Yeah.
I'll withdraw that so far. What's the problem with the accuracy?
On item four, actually I don't believe that statement actually truly reflects what happened. And that says Councillors Gary Kelleher and Councillor Kate Wilson indicated they would not participate in the deliberations. I actually don't believe that was a true reflection of what happened at that meeting.
So would you like to suggest what should be changed?
Well, I believe that they were actually asked to stand aside, and that is probably why we're not discussing other issues that were originally tabled for this agenda. So I would move that Councillors Gary Kelleher and Councillors Kate Wilson were asked to stand aside from those discussions.
Excuse me, are you saying that I asked them to stand aside?
Asked is probably the wrong word, actually.
Can I just suggest that I think I have no recall of specifically talking to two councillors and naming them and advising them or asking them to stand aside. I did do the normal warning about conflict of interest, which is in both the code of conduct and in standing orders. But I didn't direct it, I don't think, at anyone in particular.
No, can I assist? My understanding of the meeting is that we opened the meeting, we said there wasn't any public forum, we then went into public, non-public, at where a discussion went about. It didn't happen before we went into non-public, and it's the order of that process and the advice for the member.
But that has to be reflected in the public minutes.
If it happened in a public minute, that should be reflected in a public minute. But if not, it should be reflected in a non-public minute.
Have to reflect somehow
in this
minutes.
It's the ordering and the effect of going into non-public that was mentioned.
This is a formal council meeting. One speaker speaks once.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I wasn't adhering to that. I am really confused. I'm going to go back to you, Kevin. How do you want these minutes changed? And you'll have to, then we'll have to get agreement around the table.
I put councillors Kelleher and Wilson were advised not to participate in deliberations on item 7.1. And the rest, yeah.
Brian, speaking to that.
Can I speak to that? I actually recall Councillor Kelleher saying at the time something along the lines. Well, I suspect this includes me then, and then standing up and leaving, as opposed to being instructed to leave. And Councillor Kelleher, please tell me if I'm wrong.
I'm not adding any comment to this discussion whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. So I find it difficult to accept the amendment.
Just been suggested that we park the minutes and go back to the transcript of the meeting. We do.
They're on the website.
They're on the website, and we do that, and don't approve these minutes. In the meantime, go on to the next set of minutes. Somebody, while we're doing that or during the next thing, has a look. Thank you, Sarah, for that suggestion. Is that okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Can we look at the next set of minutes, which are the minutes for the 29th of January, at 2 p.m. And we've had, that was the catchment groups being there, and then we went on to the triennial agreement, and then we went on to the Resource Management Act review, Urban Development Bill, that's right, Communications Working Party, and recommendations adopted at committee meetings. Would somebody who was there, two people, like to move and second that these minutes are an accurate record? Michael Deeker, and is there a seconder? Gretchen, all those in favour that the minutes of the Wednesday, the 29th of January, were accurate?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And against?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thanks, up. Carried. Okay. While we do the issue of the hearings committee, which is 7.1 on the agenda, I've got this correct, the matters for council decision, can somebody look back and find for us that some... No, you can't do that at the same time.
We can bring it back to the next council meeting.
Oh, can we bring it back to the next council meeting? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, the appointment of the hearings committee for the regional public transport plan variation. And I think I have two people in support down there. The motion that we have is that we're going to receive this report and we're going to appoint Brian Baxter to the hearings committee established by council on the 29th of January to hear any submitters on the proposed variation to the regional public transport plan. Can I have a mover for those two motions, please? Pro forma. And a seconder. This is pro forma. To get the discussion going. Thank you. Okay, I open that up for discussion. There being any discussion? Hilary?
I think it's usual to do this sort of not in public, and I want everything in public, but when we're discussing a particular person, if it's a choice between that you might be appointing somebody or not, I wouldn't usually have thought this was a public thing to do, but I also don't understand why someone's been presented to us as if you either appoint them or not, rather than any. I don't know how we've got to this point, so it may be just that I don't understand where people are coming from about it.
Before I take Michael, do you want to make any comments, Sarah, or whoever wrote this paper? Sorry, Gary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So at the last council, we had a recommendation about appointing a hearings committee, and it's managed to come through to this meeting here. It was suggested that we look at somebody that external to the council that has a background with public transport that can provide that independent advice. And there were a couple of names that were investigated at that time. One's unavailable, and this was the second of the two names that were on that list, Mr. Baxter.
Any questions? Brian.
I'm just trying to understand, so that we've got a hearing panel of one to hear submissions on the variation for the water ferry amendment. And, like, will the rating implications be available and the rating issues in terms of the target zone? And how does this dovetail with the annual plan process? I mean, in reality, will there be two submission processes for the water ferry, and will they be talking about different or similar things? Yeah, sorry, it's
through you, Madam Chair.
An innocent question.
Yes, so this is to enable us to contract for a ferry service. We discussed around, if you wanted to look at that for the longer term, there was a short-term issue,
yeah,
and talked about the financial implications of that. In terms of the longer term, that will be subject to what comes through your annual plan process.
And so how will the public get their head around this? And in reality, how many people are going to submit twice? You know, like, so which is the most important one to submit for? One's for 3 months and one's for how many months? 18 months.
Madam Chair, if I could answer
right,
that.
How are we going to manage that process, Kevin? So we get the information right?
Kevin.
This is an enabler, and it's really focused around recognising that a ferry will be integral to our system. It's a very narrow thing, which is why it's just one member. The separate but related issue around how it's paid for and that kind of thing is an annual plan process. So we have two things that are necessary, and they both are quite independent. And that was set out in the implementation pathway that council approved last council meeting.
Okay. Sorry, do you, I've been quite strict today in council meeting, not having numerous comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The last alteration or addendum to the public transport included a system that looked at the area that would be rated. So for the bus service in Waikatupu. So what we're doing, following up from the last question, is that instead of doing it through the regional, through the plan, we're now going to do split them out. Is that correct?
I think so, but you've already made the decision. You already considered the amendment that was to be notified and approved that.
Mm-hmm.
The decision before you today is appointing the person that will hear the submissions that have been received on that amendment that you have already approved for notification.
Okay, can I go back to Hilary's original question, which is really on the target? We're appointing a person. We are doing it in public. You're slightly worried about that. I'm not too sure what I can advise on that to a certain degree, except that if I think back to other appointments in public, you just think about the appointment of a principal at a school, and it's made at a board meeting. Decision happens all but beforehand. The public doesn't know all the variety of who all the other contestants were. They just get given the name of the person who's being appointed. That doesn't get done in private. That gets done in public. And I'm thinking about that for a number of different boards.
Is it? It seems to me that when they're actually done in public, what's probably happening is that a decision that's already made is being ratified in public. It's the discussion and the decision has really happened privately, and we can, I mean,
can either accept this or not.
Yeah, and you wouldn't usually have here's the CV. I don't feel it's appropriate for me to talk about whether this person with a CV is or isn't a the appropriate person for the role in a public venue. But that's my feeling.
Okay. Michael, did you have your hand up? You want to add to this?
No, I just almost like to move the motion be put. But I just want to quickly say this is a public position, a paid position within the public sector. I'm pretty sure I agree with you, Sarah. I've seen something come out of the Ombudsman on this recently, and I think that precedent's been followed. And as uncomfortable as we may be with it, that is now the guidance, I think. If we are true to our Section 15 principles of open, transparent, and whatnot, local government, under the Local Government Act, then we should be doing it. And we did it for the Port of Otago, Hilary. So we had those discussions in public, I'm pretty sure.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. That's right.
We didn't for this very same reason.
Right. But I've only got one question, actually, and it's nothing to do with Mr. Baxter. It is to do with, on the 12th of February, the submissions closed, yes? How many submissions were received, please?
Three, Madam Chair. So to date, we've got 123 submissions.
Wow.
Plus there's about another half dozen to a dozen coming via email.
Gee, that's...
That's community involvement.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, darling.
Arthur, that'll do.
Not Arthur.
Just,
Kevin.
Just a point of clarification on this is, so why would our hearings committee not have made this appointment?
Well, it's not under the Resource Management Act.
And so only the... That's the only ones that the hearings committee will do.
Yes.
Yeah, good as gold. Thank you.
Okay, people, are we ready to put the motion? We have a mover and a seconder. All those in favour that we receive this report and that we agree to appoint Mr. Brian Baxter to the hearings committee established by the council on the 29th of January 2020 to hear any submitters on the proposed variation to the regional public transport plan, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? I declare it's carried. Can we therefore move to the next item on the agenda, which is the regional transport, thank you people, to the regional transport committee meeting. And these are, virtually what we're going to say here is that we agree with what they said.
I'm happy to move. I think Gary is meant to be at the table, usually. I don't think councillors are meant to necessarily lead this. But this is just an alteration. I think the report says it all. It was passed at the Regional Land Transport Committee unanimously. And it's our plan, it's not their plan, so we have to ratify it round the table.
Are
happy to move accordingly.
You're going to move it? Can I have a seconder, please? Hilary, is there any further discussion or any questions of Gary? There being none, all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. That, people, I think, is the end of this council meeting.